The man behind Genevieve, Alexandre Darracq, he was born in Bordeaux in 1855 and trained as a draftsman, but he wasn't really interested in technicalities. The Darracq cars were designed in the early days by a designer called Ribeyrolle, and Alexandre Darracq was an entrepreneur. He didn't really worry about the technicalities. He left that to the people he employed. He made his fortune by entering the cycle industry in 1891, and cycles were the hot thing in the 1890s, and a lot of money was made in bicycles and pneumatic tyres in the 1890s, and Darracq was one of those who profited from the boom in the demand for self-propelled transportation. He made a make of cycle called the Gladiator, which of course later on became a very famous make of car. They were very, very successful, and he was bought out and made a lot of money from the takeover by an English combine headed by Harvey Ducrow, who was the financier behind Dunlop Tyres. He then produced a strange device called the Millet motorcycle. Now, this was one of the more terrifying things on Victorian roads, because it had a five-cylinder radial engine built into the front wheel, no clutch, and I don't think there was a throttle either. It was just on or off, full power or nothing. And amazingly, one or two of those still survive. He then decided he was going into quadricycles and opened up a factory called the Perfector Works at Suresnes in Paris. He began proper car production in 1900 and pioneered the use of pressed steel for chassis manufacture. Most manufacturers at that time either took their cue from the cycle industry and made their chassis out of steel tubing, or from the horse carriage industry and had wooden chassis. He was one of the first people to see that the way to go was pressed steel. He also pioneered the use of automatic machinery for production, so he was a real go-getter, even if he wasn't interested in the technicalities of the cars he was building. He pioneered also license manufacturer overseas, and the Italian license was taken up by a company in Milan, Darracq Italiana, and when that failed in one of the depressions of the early 1900s, the company was taken over by another firm whose initials were ALFA, and that's the origin of Alfa Romeo. So Darracq, even if the Darracq name doesn't survive, Alfa Romeo is the direct descendant of Darracq Italiana. Alexandre Darracq wasn't a driver. In fact, he never drove a car himself. He didn't even like riding in cars. So the fact that he not only was the head of one of the most successful car companies in France, at the time that Genevieve was built, they were building around 1,600 cars a year, which was about one-tenth of all the cars built in France. So they were a big-time manufacturer for their day. So, as I say, he wasn't interested in cars, but what he was interested in was making money. And eventually, he had the opportunity to sell his company. So he retired from the motor industry, went off and pursued his other business interests, particularly running the casino at Deauville, the famous seaside resort in France. And he was then out of the motor industry, and the Darracq company eventually passed into the Sunbeam Talbot Darracq combine after the Great War, and that all came to pieces in the 1930s when the bills that had been deferred to pay for the company's ambitious racing program in the mid-20s all came home to roost, and the company was broken up, and Darracq, which was then being produced under the name Talbot everywhere except for the English market, went out of business except in a very small way, and yet the Talbot mark managed to scrabble through and is now part of the Peugeot group. So Darracq, a very important name in motoring history, unfortunately it ceased to be put on the front of cars around the time of the Second World War.